Happy Monday, everybody. Thanks so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here to kick off yet another week with some fun Disney talk. Robin is sitting down with us here in just a second to recap her Princess Half Marathon weekend trip. So I can't wait to hear about that. It was my first Princess weekend as well. So a lot to talk about, but first a quick word from our sponsors. And that includes our friends over at TheRunningBuddy.com. Planning a trip to the happiest place on Earth? Share your love for your favorite mouse with the Running Buddy's new Disney Luxe Travel Collection. They offer a variety of products like Mickey and Minnie Mouse backpacks, purses, magnetic hands-free buddy pouches, and more. You even get a free Disney pin with each purchase. Also, as a special gift to the Be Our Guest podcast listeners, use the code BEOURGUEST for 10% off at checkout. Check them out today over at TheRunningBuddy.com. Thanks again to everyone who continues to support the show every time you shop on Amazon. And if you're like me, that's pretty often. You're going to always get those Prime benefits, just like always. It'll cost you nothing extra. And it does help support the show with each and every purchase. Just bookmark the site and click through it every time you shop. It's BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1460 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you. I hope that this show finds you well. Hopefully you had a great weekend. Had some fun celebrating St. Patrick's Day. I know a lot of folks get out there and do runs. We have a big one here in St. Louis where, of course, in St. Louis, you finish, you get a beer. You know, that's how most of the races end here in St. Louis, the home of Budweiser. So maybe you had a great run and had a fun celebration with friends and family. So today, speaking of running, we're going to go back to the Princess Half Marathon weekend down at Walt Disney World a few weeks ago. It was a hot one, but it was sure a fun one. And to join me to recap her trip, we are heading to North Carolina. And listener Robin's on the line. Robin, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. So you recovered from Princess?
Yeah, it took a few days of sleep deprivation, and but I'm feeling a little bit back more to myself.
Ain't that the truth? It's always, you know, for me, it's not the running. It's the lack of sleep that gets me every Run Disney weekend.
Yeah, I think we calculated we got a total of around like 12 hours of sleep total for the whole weekend. And we arrived on Friday and left Monday.
Oh, yeah.
So it was... Yeah. It was slim sleep, but a lot of fun. Worth it.
Sounds about right. We did that that new Illuminations viewing dinner from Rose and Crown the night before the half, so we didn't get back to the room until about 11 o'clock. It was bad timing, but a good meal. And, hey, we finished, you know, so that's all
I can say. That's what counts.
All right, so before we get into recapping the weekend, talking about where you stayed, who you went with, and all the stuff you did outside of the races, give me some of your backstory. Like, why Disney? Why listen to a Disney podcast? What is it about Disney that has you down there running in February?
Well, I've been a Disney fan growing up. I grew up going with my grandparents, and we've just been going with my husband and my family and his family the past several years. And so it's just kind of turned into a love and passion of mine. I've been going with friends and going on girls trips. And so the Run Disney came about last summer. A few of us had talked about wanting to do it. And so we just made it happen because we're Disney fans, and some of us were runners, some of us weren't. We're Disney lovers, and some of us were runners and Disney lovers. So it was just kind of like the perfect opportunity to put a few of our passions together and try a new bucket list. And it's been a bucket list for me for a long time to run a half marathon. And if I said if I was ever going to run a half marathon, I wanted to do it at Disney, because hey, how bad can it be if you're running at Disney? So that was my bucket list, and I made it happen, and we got a group of us to go together and do this together.
Yeah, they need to put that on a shirt, because I think that's the common thread with so many people that, like, you know, running, yeah, maybe someday I'd like to maybe do a half marathon, do a full marathon, maybe not, but if it's ever going to happen, I'm going to run through the castle, I'm going to cross a Run Disney finish line. I think that's the great carrot. And it sounds like, especially when you have a group, like a friends that are kind of getting together and, you know, encouraging each other. And that carrot at the end is, hey, we're going to be down at Walt Disney World in February, when most parts of the country, it's kind of miserable that time of year. So was that kind of your rallying cry that everybody, you know, I know you had some injuries with your group, but was that kind of what everybody got behind for this weekend?
Yeah, that was a great opportunity for us to be together. And it was also just kind of a great motivation for all of us to start running and encouraging each other to run. So we would, you know, tell how our training was doing. And it just got some of us that weren't runners or avid runners into running and falling in with the love of running and becoming like one of the girls that had just started running. We had done some 5Ks and some other races to prep for this. And she's like, I'm done running after I'm doing this. And then she had registered for something and she won a bunch of 5K races for the 2019. So she's become a runner out of this.
Sometimes it happens. Be careful. Yeah. Be careful. I said I was going to, you know, I'm going to do a half marathon once and I'll be done. And I spent way too much money on these races.
She said she was one and done and she finished this and she was like, I'm doing this again.
That's the truth. I'm already hoping I get to do Princess again. I didn't know what I... That was the thing. This was my first Princess Half Marathon weekend. I've done all the other Walt Disney World race weekends multiple times. Enjoyed them all. But of course, being a guy, you know, I've always looked at the Princess Half Marathon weekend. It's women focused. I mean, that's what it is. But, you know, I know men do run it. And it was a fun weekend. It was a lot different, though, coming off Marathon weekend just a month ago. And how large marathon weekend is with the four races, just so many more people. But it was a great race weekend. I really enjoyed it. And hope, was this your first Run Disney event?
This was my first Run Disney event. It was my first half marathon ever. So it checked off two bucket list items for me and it was incredible.
Cool perspective. So let me ask you this before we dive into the details of Art of Animation and all the staying down there. But what surprised you the most? Because, you know, there's so much on social media. There's so many resources now, videos from every race on YouTube, that it's not really a shocker as to what it's going to look like and sound like. But I mean, until you know, get on that bus at 3:30 in the morning and arrive at Epcot and it's dark, you know, it's dark o'clock and you're trying to get to the corrals. What was the biggest thing, you know, looking back on your first Run Disney event that kind of surprised you, something you didn't expect?
I think it's put on like flawlessly. It was seamless, like getting on the buses. It was seamless going to the expo. It was seamless picking up our bibs. There was never like any like questions of what we want to do from the minute we walked into the resort. They had posters and things like with the whole race day weekend of what you needed to be and where you needed to be and what time you needed to catch the bus, what time the last bus was coming. And when we went out for the buses, there were tons of buses. When we left the race, there were tons of buses. So it's a well-oiled machine. Like, they do it well, and they do it, I mean, with excellence. And I think that was just amazing. And then the other thing was, I cannot believe how many porta-potties are out there.
They must have everyone from the entire Southeast.
I've never seen something like that in my life. It is incredible. And I don't know how they transport them there, and I don't even want to know how they get them out of there.
I don't even know how there can be lines for those things, because it almost seems like it's a one-to-one correspondence. Like 20,000 runners, like at least 18,000 Johns. You know,
yeah, it was incredible.
That's nuts. All right, so let's dive into the details. For those folks that are not runners, let's talk a little bit about your resort stay, who you travel with. Now, you travel with a group from work, right? You guys all got together and decided to make this a trip.
Yeah, there's a few of us from work, friends from church, and so we all got together to do this. So we ended up staying, since there were six of us, at the Art of Animation, since it was a suite and we could all stay there together. And, you know, we weren't in the room a lot, so it was really just a place to lay our heads. There were two showers, which made it easy with six women that we could shower and get in and out of there. And there was plenty of space for the six of us.
I was going to ask you, because, you know, I have two daughters and a wife. I'm the only guy in the family. And I'm telling you, man, when I went down, because I went for marathon by myself, I went for princess by myself, just because my daughter has cheerleading, other family obligations, my one's away at school. And so, you know, traveling by myself, the rooms at Disney are so big. You know, like, we travel the same room this summer, and I'll have my family with me, and they have so much stuff. My girls bring... I mean, I don't get a sink, you know, it's like, can I please brush my teeth and shave real quick? Yeah. I'll get out of your way, you know, so it's amazing, but it worked out fine. I mean, because that second shower had to have been a godsend, because, you know, you want to sleep till the last minute, you know, or when you get back from the races, you want to grab a shower quickly so you can get out and go have fun, have breakfast, whatever you want. So it was good enough because 6 months, you know, it's pretty maxed out family suite even.
Yeah. So, I mean, don't get me wrong, every single inch was covered with our stuff. But, you know, we weren't there to hang out in the room or spend time in the room. We were there to do the race, go to the parks, make the most of our time since we were there for, you know, from Friday to Monday, it was a short weekend. So we optimized our space. We were spread out, and it worked great for the six of us.
Awesome.
And cool. I had no complaints. And that was my first time ever staying at that resort. And I mean, we enjoyed the food court, and it was easy to get in and out and accessible, like good food, good sandwiches, stuff like that we needed.
Yeah, Art of Animation has a great food court, great bus services, as well as Pop Century too. And when they get the gondolas running, you know, those are going to be awesome. The Buckets, the Skyliner, that's going to be just the place to be. All right, so walk us through. You guys got there on Friday. I'm assuming you guys just drove down from Carolina, right?
We flew down.
We
took the very first flight that we could take out Friday morning. And then we basically hit the ground running. As soon as we got there, we got checked into our hotel. And we were lucky, and Disney was nice enough when I checked us in, because I had just had a family suite, so I didn't really know what I was going to get. And I went ahead to the front desk to ask them for a Nemo suite, since I knew those were closer to the lobbies with my friend with the broken foot and stuff, just to try and help ease that travel time for us. And they were gracious, and they switched us up to Nemo suite. And so we switched up, dropped any of our luggage off, and went to Epcot, because it was my first time going to the Festival of Arts. So that was on my bucket list to do.
Yeah, same for me. I had never been to Festival of the Arts either. So give us your quick impressions on that, because I'm not artistic and I'm all in. You know, I like it.
I'm not either, and I loved it. We enjoyed seeing the chalk drawings on the sidewalks. We enjoyed that. We really enjoyed the photo opportunities with the photo pass people that you sit in, like, the little frames and get to make the funny faces. So we had the Mona Lisa impression, and I can't remember what the other one was, but where you make like a face. Yeah. And so we did a bunch of those, you know, so we took advantage of the photo pass. And then the best one that we did was, there was a girl that had a big stick with lights on it, and she would run behind you, and they would do it at a slow shutter speed.
Yes, I missed that, and I'm so mad that I missed that. So I got to go back.
Yeah, and I told the girls, I was like, we have to get this. This is going to be the coolest picture. And when it got it done, it was incredible. And I told the cast member that was doing it, I was like, you need to ask for a raise, because you are running
seriously
back and forth all night long, making it was awesome. So yeah, we loved it and we had a great time.
Yeah, I love the idea of that, because what it is that, you know, I think Disney could do something very similar with like a filter or like a green screen background. I mean, because the pictures look, they pop. I mean, I've been seeing the pictures for 2 months on Instagram and they look great. But when you actually find out it's the experience. Like you said, you wouldn't talk about it if you had a green screen behind you, but you're like, oh, that's so crazy. And every person's like, man, when I went to Festival of the Arts, I got this picture. And I'm like, I know what you're going to talk about. It's a person with a wand and running around. And I love that idea that they're doing stuff like that, because that is really what it is an artistic thing. You know, it's talking about shutter speeds and cameras and photography. And that's something that, you know, hey, I find it super interesting. And I can't believe I missed that myself. So next year.
We got it right when we were leaving that night. And so I was like, we have to do it. Let's go. We were done. But I was like, no, let's do it. I promise you'll love it.
Did you have any good eats over there during the festival?
Trying to think what we ate. We ate lunch at Sunshine Seasons, which was good. And we enjoyed the special little cake that they had like the paint splattered.
Yes.
And it was like a peanut butter flavor.
I had two of them. Yes, the holiday
cake. Yeah, that was really good. And because it was like surprising. It looks like it's going to taste like a birthday cake and be like really sweet, but that peanut butter totally throws you off. So,
so good.
We really enjoyed that.
Oh man, we got, okay, let's stop, because we can't get it again until next year, I guess. So
I know.
That's such a pity, but there's not a lack of sweets down there nowadays. You're fine. So, all right. So Friday you go and you do Festival of the Arts, Epcot, run around. I guess you head over to the expo at this point too, at some point.
Saturday we ended up going, we had one more girl coming in town Saturday morning. So once we went, the five of us that were already there went to breakfast Saturday morning at, the Grand Floridian at the Grand Floridian Cafe. Did the Mickey waffles, did a little carb loading, enjoyed that. Had a mimosa, and then we met her over at the expo and did the expo on Saturday.
That's crazy. We did a lot of the same things. I also ate a Grand Floridian Cafe, but I did that Sunday after the half. We had brunch after that. And I had that big lobster burger.
Ooh, yum.
It was so good. All right, so first impressions and your thoughts on the expo, because from a first-timer's perspective.
I was really worried about the, merchandise stuff, but I guess since we went on Saturday, I mean, we walked right in and
yes,
it was, nothing. We just breezed through. We grabbed all the stuff we wanted and checked out. No, I mean, there was no lines. I mean, a little tiny line for checkout, but nothing at all. to worry about. And then we made our way to get our bibs, and we were, since we, a few of us were like put at corral like B and C and D. So we just grabbed, there was no line there. We grabbed ours. Then the ones that were in, I think G, it took them a little bit longer, but, and then we just walked the expo. We were at a long time, 'cause one of the girls got her knee taped up at the KT like tape place, and they had, that was the longest line that I think we waited in. Yeah. Her to do that.
I've never used that tape. I see it every race I go to. I mean, I assume it works really well because I see a lot of people using it time and time again. But it's, that stuff always cracks me up because it kind of looks like your, like your appendages are kind of just held on by tape. You know,
yes.
Like, are you going to make it 13 miles or 6.2 miles? I don't know.
Yeah, she had, she was the one that couldn't finish the race because she has a tear in it. But she was like, well, at least maybe this will help like alleviate some of the pain. Yeah. It was worth a shot.
Oh, totally. I'd totally do the same thing. Yeah, I'm with you. So, you know what, that is the time to go to the expo. If you can, if you have the discipline to wait till either like an hour or two before closing any of the nights, it's really relatively empty. I've done that a couple times, but a lot of times you get anxious because you get there, you see people run around with like their, the, some people wear the race shirts before the race. I'm superstitious. I don't do that.
Yeah, we
do it. It's like you're just asking to get struck by lightning or something, a twisted ankle. But, you know, it's one of those things that if you have the patience, you can really breeze in, breeze out, and have the expo like you like it. Or like me, you just get stupid and go when it opens and wait in line. And it's not real pleasant, but you at least get a shot at the merchandise. But it sounds like you guys got everything. Now, what'd you do after the expo on that day?
We headed over to Disney Springs and just walked around and enjoyed like some shopping, and then had dinner at Boathouse. We had like an early reservation at like 5:45, went to Boathouse, enjoyed that, and had a great, that was all of our first experience there, and had a great experience and great meal there, and then went back and actually got to bed at a decent time that night.
So you actually did have the discipline to go to bed and get ready. So now, were you, again, being your first run Disney, you know, weekend, my biggest paranoia, and it still is, it from back in the early 2000s until this past, you know, when we ran at Princess, I can't sleep the night before any of my races. And I set, especially when I was traveling by myself these last two run Disney weekends, I'm always paranoid I'm going to miss my alarm. You know, I set like one at 3 o'clock, 3:02, 3:04, 3:06. But I'm just like, what if my phone died? You know, like, I don't know. Yeah. I could get a wake-up call, I guess, like the old days. But, I mean, was it anxious the night before? Were you excited? Were you nervous? Were you everything? I don't know.
No, we were up. We went to bed, and I would say, like, around, like, 10:30, 11. But, I mean, we were all talking and just nervous and anxious and, like, setting, like, you set yours, I'll set mine, like, setting our alarm clocks. And I know that we were all, like, the next morning, like, up. I mean, I woke up several times, like, worried about the alarm clock, worried we'd oversleep it, like, worry, what if, like, you know, I get a stomach ache in the middle of the night, like, just worry, like, all of that stuff, like, you know, and did I drink too much water? Did I not drink enough water? Should I drink more now? You know, like, so we were all very nervous about it.
That's so the truth. But then the alarm goes off, and then it's like, wow, it's the middle of the night. We're really doing this at 3 o'clock in the morning. So walk us through so walk us through getting to the buses, getting to the corrals, getting everybody out the door. Was there anything exciting or memorable about that, you know, getting to the pre-race?
We got up and got dressed, and we had bought like any of our breakfast food that we wanted the night before in the food court. And so we just brought all that with us. I think we were on the bus by 3 a.m. and I was surprised at the line of buses that were waiting. Like, it was crazy. So we hopped on and we got over there early, like 3:30. And so, you know, you do the walkover, and then we're like, wow, we've got a lot of time to kill now. And we saw the characters. So we waited in line for Princess Minnie, since that was one that we wouldn't ever really be able to see anywhere else. So we all waited in line for Princess Minnie and took pictures with her. And then we just went and kind of like chilled and sat around for a little while and ate our breakfast and, you know, drank our water and used the restrooms, and then started the walk over to the corrals.
And this was also a very unusually warm and humid half marathon morning. You know, I've run a lot of the races. I ran the one that it sleeted and snowed through the entire half marathon. Then the next day for the full marathon, it was clear as a bell, but it was even 10 degrees colder. I've run a couple hot races, but this was the most sticky and kind of oppressive. It made you just feel slow, and it made you just feel just sticky. But I mean, was it something that affected you? Of course, you're from Carolina, so it's like you're coming from a place like Minnesota. I mean, I know a lot of people that have been training. Like, I've been training in like runs for the last month or two in the 20s. So it was a shock to the system, but it's like this in the summer. It's not anything that I'm not totally used to, you know, most times of the year. So how did you deal with that hot weather?
I was a little worried because my shirt that I had felt a little like it was going to be too thick with the material that it was made of. But I was like, well, I've spent the money on this, so I committed to wearing it. I was like, I've got to do it. And so it definitely felt sticky. But in one part, I was more worried about being freezing and having to keep like warm all morning, because that to me is so miserable. And I just hate being cold and like shivering and trying to get over that. So it was nice having a good, comfortable temperature and being able to wear shorts and being able to wear short sleeves and tank tops. And I mean, it was sweaty and we were hot and we were sticky and it was, but I wouldn't say we were miserable, because the sun also, we finished before the sun came out, like beating down on us. It was, since it was cloudy, I think that made a huge difference.
I agree. If the sun would have come out, it'd have been way worse. Like, it was fortunately, it didn't pound down on us. And you're exactly right. I mean, the thing is, until you've done a Run Disney race, you don't understand how long you have to wait from the point you get up and from the point you get to the venue until the race starts. And that can be really miserable when it's cold. You know, during marathon weekend, we wear throwaway sweats all the time. That's a pain in the butt, you know. I mean, it does the job, but that's more you got to pack. It's more you got to consider. You got to truck it. You got to decide when. You know, at the last minute, I want to stay as warm as I can until the last. Okay, are we going? Is this our corral? Is this our wave? So you get all excited for that. Yeah, it was awesome. And you know what? Here's the best tip, too, that I noticed. You look like you're doing work in those memory maker pictures. When you look at your race pictures, man, you're sweaty. It's like, this time, man, it looks like you're moving, because you're like sweaty like an Olympian. You know, even if you're in the back of the pack, it looked good.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
All right. So Morgan's in the chat. Now, let me ask you this, because this was your first, go around with the Run Disney. She's asking, you know, she's training for her first half. And do you have any tips for training? Like, did you learn anything this time around that got you there, or something maybe you would do differently?
I think for me, I set like little goals of doing. So I started training back in, I ran like several years ago a little bit, but I wasn't an avid runner. And I had run at most like a 5K race and maybe 4 miles. So starting back last July, I just started with the like Couch to 5K app and working my way up. And then I set some goals to do like a 5K. And then I had a 10K that I did in early November, so I could submit that time to try and help my corral placement. And so just setting those little goals really helped me, and having that 10K in there to get that 6 mile. And then I would say the training really helped me for the long runs, is that I ran with a friend a lot. Yes. And that just really helped those long runs. Several of the girls, and then I did the Jeff Galloway training plan that I was with. So they did that, and that really, you know, worked for them too. So I just, you know, I didn't look at the big picture. I just looked at like little goals throughout it. And I think that really helped and made it much more attainable, because 13 miles seems so intimidating. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of miles and it's far, but it's doable and it is attainable.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's exactly how I train a lot of times, you know, for races, that you just got to break it down to a 5K, then just, you know, move it up by a mile, go 4 miles. And like I said, then the next thing is let's try to get to a 10K, you know, 6.2, and then just add a mile here and there. And all of a sudden, you know, the whole thing, if I had to offer Morgan two things, run, walk, run is really the Jeff Galloway method, is a great way to really get rolling. And you can get your time really well by walking and running. I still think that I could probably run, walk faster right now than I could just straight. And I've been straight running for the last year just to change it up. But I think I'd be faster run, walk, run, because you get to recover every cycle. So that's kind of a good thing to do. And there's no shame in it, because Jeff Galloway is kind of the star of the weekends down there. So there's a lot of folks doing it. And also, I would just say to look at it as, when you get to a half marathon, you know, you have your mile markers. So you get mile one, and it's got, you know, some thematic element. You know, it's a princess half marathon weekend. It could be, you know, whatever, villains sometimes, Star Wars characters in April. And the thing is, just tell yourself, well, this is what I do on marathon Sunday when I'm going 26.2. I just tell myself, I just got to get to the next marker. You know, I'm not trying to get to 26 miles. I'm just trying to get to the next marker. And eventually it's going to be 26.2 or 13.1 or 6.2. I just got to go marker to marker to marker. And eventually, you know, the finish line will show up eventually. So, yeah, like I said, just break. And that's what, you know, as a school teacher, I told that to my sixth graders all the time. You know, don't take a, if we have a huge project, you're not doing the project all in one swoop. You know, little piece, little piece, little piece, little piece, and everything will take care of itself. So great tips there. Okay, so you finish your half marathon. I know some of your friends got out there and gave it a heroic effort because they were injured and they got out there and did the best they could. So overall impressions of the race and how it unfolded for you and then how you celebrated when you crossed the line.
It really was more, and it went above and beyond my expectations of just the experience of it, because the first 5 miles, like I ran them because I knew like I needed 5 miles to get me to Magic Kingdom. And, yes, you know, that is, was like the goal. And those first 5 miles really were like, I hate to say like a piece of cake, but they just came. They were the easiest 5 miles I've ever.
Yes. It's weird. I know. It's so crazy. It's awesome.
Especially crazy. Yeah. I didn't know, like one surprise that I didn't know was there were fireworks being shot off from the Transportation and Ticket Center parking lot that you could see from a distance the whole time. So that was like incredible, seeing all these different fireworks and, you know, going through the Magic Kingdom toll booth area and just those different points. Like it was just like, it was so incredible going that. And then once you hit Magic Kingdom, like it was everything plus I wanted it to be. Just the crowd's energy, seeing Mickey right there coming in. I mean, it was, I could just not contain like the excitement and just the joy and the happiness about all of it. Like I loved every minute of it, and it exceeded my expectations of it. Like I've been on cloud nine since it happened. Like I can't believe I did it, 'cause it was just so fun.
It's so funny too. If you go back and look at your app, whatever app you're running in the background to track your run, or even if you get the text updates from Disney, it'll give you a 5K split. It'll give you a 10K split, a 15K split. And you'll look back and you'll be like, wow, my pace went down like at mile 5 or 6. And I'm like, oh yeah, that was when I was going through the Magic Kingdom and through the, you know, what really picks me up every time I run this course, and you run it on marathon weekend too, is that when you go through the TTC, it's like loud, there's people cheering for you. This year, I'd never seen this. They had a huge Japanese drummer group there.
Yes, that was incredible.
Awesome. Yeah, they were awesome. You know, you need some percussion there to keep you going, and that pushes you to the Magic Kingdom. Then the Magic Kingdom pushes you through, and then you hit Cone Alley.
Yeah, and going through Magic Kingdom, I mean, and I think it was such a huge advantage being put in the corral. Like, I think, stress that enough to people if they can train to get to do a time and try and get put in an earlier corral, because we were able to stop for characters. We saw Tweedledee and Tweedledum, and we did pictures with them. We saw Cinderella. We stopped in front of the castle, and they had a photo booth or photo opportunity there. So we took advantage of it. So it took us, like, I think our mile for that was like a 22-minute mile to get through Magic Kingdom, because we really enjoyed it and soaked in the time and just really, like, had fun. And because how many times are you going to run down Magic Kingdom, like Main Street, with people cheering for you? Yes. And giving them five and, you know, feeling like this rock star.
Yes, I agree. I mean,
that's, with, you know, 6,000 other people that are running it with you, but it's awesome.
That's why you do these races. They're not for times. Now, I will say, this time my proof of time's running out, and I didn't want to have to like force myself later on in the year to have to like run another race to get my proof of time down to get a better crowd placement. So I actually ran this one because I started after about 3 or 4 miles saying, I could get something that at least get me out of the back of the crawls. You know, I'm not going to be an A or B or anything with this time, but I could at least have something to throw on the table. And so I didn't stop for any pictures because I just run marathon weekend and we go real slow and do that stuff then. And you're right though, because you're really there to slow down and take it all in. So I think that's another thing for Morgan. All right. So you finish the race, go across that line, you get back to Epcot. What was it like coming down the chute, or actually just going through, when you get back to Epcot, get to go through the park, you know, you're there, you've got it made. So what's that emotion like for you?
I think it was just like soaking it in and just like seeing that finish line. It was incredible. 'Cause I met Disney World, which is one of my favorite places in the world. And I'm a huge fan. And B, like, I just finished my first half marathon that I've never, you know, I hadn't ever done that. So there was just so many emotions, and I was, you know, the high of all that and the adrenaline and the excitement that I accomplished two really big things that I haven't, you know, that I've been wanting to do for a really long time. And I did it. And I felt like I did it well and I had fun and I made it the experience that I wanted to do it. And I was with friends that I, you know, love, and we just had a great time and really soaked it in together. And it was just, it was incredible, you know, giving Mickey and Minnie a high five on the way in, that gospel choir, that singing, like all of it, it can't be more perfect.
That's what I always tell. My preacher's wife is she's a huge Disney fan. So she follows me on Instagram and Facebook, and she comments more than anybody. If you ever see Donna Root, she's a big Disney fan. I love her. And the whole thing is, I always tell her on those Sundays where, you know, like there's a gospel choir. Like I went to church for 2 seconds with the gospel choir, got my selfie, and they sang me on into the finish line. It's so inspirational though. It's so weird. Like, I don't know, you know, the thing is, there's a couple of things. When you run Disney event, you're picturing the castle, or like you said, you know, giving Mickey or Minnie Mouse a high five as you go down the chute to cross the finish line. You don't expect the gospel choir. You don't expect the drummers, you know, the Japanese style drummers at the TTC. But for me, those are the things that kind of touch my heart just as much as the other things. It's the big and small altogether that makes these races what they are.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was just so many little like surprises around, and I think it was just such an accomplishment. And I was hot, and I was the last couple of miles and are a harder because there's not as much stuff. And as soon as you see Spaceship Earth, that like gives you a little extra, like, all right, I am almost there, and I can finish this and do it well and do it with a smile on my face. Cause I just was like, I have to be smiling in my photo finish. I can't have that face of like, I was defeated or I'm sweating more than I've ever sweat in my entire life.
Yeah. I looked horrible in the 10K crossing the line pictures. I was looking down. I was not looking good. And then I hit my head up and smiled at the half. So I was 50-50 for the weekend. You got to remember, when you run these races, the cameras are everywhere. And they're going to get weird. That's the best thing. That's kind of the game we play with all my friends that we're connected through. You know, we all have annual passes. We're all friends and family on My Disney Experience. So we see everybody else's pictures. And so the funny thing is, we always try to find the worst shot for everybody else. You know, because there's always a plethora of shots where, what's your face doing, you know, as you're going through World Showcase? Like, what were you doing? Like, it's fun. You get, and then every once in a while you get one that looks like, you know, you're a runner. So then you frame that one.
And running effortlessly. And you're I run like, you know, this was easy. My husband got a picture of me at a finish at a 10K I did. And it's literally the worst picture possible of a person ever running. And so at this point, after that picture, I was like, well, I can only go up from photos from now on. So I've hit rock bottom in my bad like photo pictures. So I knew, like, I was like, they can't get worse than this with Run Disney pictures.
They are everywhere. Sometimes they'll catch you by surprise because you're just in a zone. You're running and like, you're like, you run up on one of the green tents, the photo pass people. And then you're like, oh, I got to, or like they catch you walking. That's the worst when you're doing run. You can't walk. You got to run. And then walk when you get past the booth. Anyway, so you finish the race, you get the whole gang back together. How do you guys celebrate? How do you finish out Sunday? Because you're done by mid-morning. You know, you still got a full day in front of you.
Yeah, so we finished up and we went back, of course, showered and got ready. And then we went straight to Magic Kingdom and rode rides and had fast passes for Magic Kingdom and enjoyed that. Thunder Mountain and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and Space Mountain. And we had our I Did It shirts, the finisher shirts on that we had bought, and had pictures in front of the castles with our medals. But I thought, I was like, I'm committed to wearing this medal all day. I'm going to wear it. And I didn't realize how heavy that thing was.
Yeah.
So I didn't wear it the whole time, which I was a little ashamed of myself, but it's an awesome medal. I think the pictures when they originally showed it didn't do it justice. It's a lot like prettier in real life than it is the initial pictures that came out of it.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that happens a lot of times with the Run Disney medals. I'll see them, you know, like they make the big deal. Oh, here's the medals for Princess 2019. I see them, I'm like, okay. And like, okay, I'll hang that on the wall, but I'm not really excited. But then when they handed them out, you know, of course it's pink and it's Princess, but and you're right. It's a big medal. It's a big cookie there on a string. It's gigantic. So yeah, I love it. And my daughters were excited to see it. So, something to be said for that. So now you guys go to the Magic Kingdom. I guess you did the castle pictures and stuff like that with your medals, I hope, right?
Yeah, we did castle pictures with our medals and, you know, enjoyed that. We ate some lunch at Pecosville and, you know, just enjoyed the park for the day. And then we finished the night at watching Happily Ever After because most of the girls hadn't seen it. So that was awesome to finish the night with Happily Ever After. So because I had talked that up, like how much they're going to love it. And they were like thinking I'm, you know, over talking something. So they really loved it and enjoyed it. So it was an incredible night way to finish, you know, the day.
And also with Happily Ever After during a Run Disney race weekend, when the park comes on, Go the Distance from Hercules, you're just like, oof, that's me this weekend.
Yeah.
That's me today.
Definitely.
I love that stuff. And you know what? It's scary. We went to Pecos Bills. We went to the Magic Kingdom on Sunday. We did watch Happily Ever After, but we watched it from the Astro Orbiter and from the TTA. So we got, that's how long that show is. We got both attractions.
We were like crossing paths the whole day.
It was weird. Yeah. Had the fajitas, had to have them. Yeah. Good stuff. So you guys went home on Monday. So I did as well. Had a mid-afternoon flight. So I just had enough time myself to get up, get in a run at Coronado Springs, run over to France, have breakfast. And I snuck in a ride on Soarin', grabbed a Whoopie Pie and one of those, like you said, the holiday cupcake, that little pretty thing, because it was the last day of Festival of the Arts, and headed to the airport. So how'd you guys wrap up on Monday?
We had the last flight out of the day, so we woke up early. Somehow we all still woke up at like 5:30 that morning. I'm not even sure how we managed.
But here's what it is. You slept in for 2.5 hours.
Maybe that's what it was. So we slept in till 5. We got finished. We got ready, and we got our luggage and went and checked it at the airport check-in at the hotel. And then we headed over to Animal Kingdom. And they had extra magic hours. So we got there at like 8:30, and we were able to get in a couple rides and go on Dinosaur. And some of the girls hadn't ridden Everest before. So we rode Everest, and then we had our fast passes and got to do Flight of Passage, which none of them had done except for one other girl. So we had a lot of first, you know, fun rides that we got to do and eat over at Satouli Canteen. And go through Animal Kingdom as fast as possible and hit all the highlights and enjoy that and be surely exhausted, but just still on an adrenaline high of Disney and excitement.
That's it. After the races, like you're kind of like, okay, like that's not that it was a burden, but it's like, okay, I've accomplished my goal. Not everything else is gravy until I go home, but it is, yes. It's kind of frantic. You're trying to get in as much as you can before you got to catch, you know, Magical Express or the plane or, you know, whatever you're getting to the airport. So It's a lot of fun. I mean, I enjoy that stuff too. And we also went to Centuli. We had the same plan. I don't know. We must have looked somewhere. So
I must listen to your podcast a lot.
That's crazy. That's so nuts. All right. So as we wrap up here, it sounds like you had a really successful weekend. You know, and a lot of folks are in the same position you are. You know, a lot of our listeners have run many, many Run Disney weekends. You know, we got 1,600 folks on the Lizards that, you know, we get together, we run. Some folks have, you could care less about running, but maybe this is just like a little seed in the back of their mind. It's like, you know, hey, maybe, because the thing is, a lot of folks can even walk a decent pace and get a 10K in, or a 5K is a good first kind of gateway into a Run Disney weekend. So having just come off your first experience with Run Disney, what advice would you give somebody as far as, you know, something you learned that maybe you wish you would have known before you headed down this a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, just go in open-minded and just ready to enjoy it. I think because there are so many YouTube videos and things so that can kind of like spoil what it should be or what it could be or what it can be, but make it your own experience, because I think that's the only way you're going to enjoy it. If you want to run the whole thing and go it for time, do that. But if you want to stop for all the characters and enjoy it and do that, then do that. And it's your race. And I think that that's what you have to make it. And that's when being with 6 of us that were there together, and we're all at different fitness levels and different running and stuff like that, we all had to make it our own race and be there together and support each other. But it's, you know, you're paying for that race. It's a lot of money. And, but it's yours, and you have to just look at it like, this is what the experience of what you want it to be, and to enjoy it and just, get out of it what you're wanting to get out of it, because it was just a really incredible experience, and I'm so thankful and know that as soon as we finished it, we're like, we're doing this again. Like,
that's what I was gonna ask. What tentative plans are you guys looking at? Princess 2020, maybe a different themed race, maybe Wine and Dine or Marathon Weekend. What do you think?
So we're saying maybe Princess 2021, because we've got to let our bank accounts refill and let our husbands,
I hear you.
Let us go again. And I think we'll definitely go for like a fairy tale challenge this time and do the 10 and a half.
I did. I just didn't get the medal because I signed up for them separately because it was sold out. But yeah.
Okay.
Unofficial. Like I needed.
Yeah. Well, that stinks. See, I'd want the medal.
Oh well. I got to run the races. That was fun enough for me. But yeah, I love hearing this. So I appreciate you taking the time to come on and share this, because so many times I think we talk to folks that, you know, this was their 17th half marathon. It was their 28th 10K. You know, and it's like they've done, you know, the last six marathon weekends, which is awesome because you have a frame of reference. But I love hearing a fresh perspective on these races. And I know that there's a lot of our listeners in the same place that you are. And hopefully, I guarantee you that you've inspired some folks to at least consider giving a shot to a Run Disney weekend. Because, I mean, worst case, you're down there, you're Walt Disney World, and you're having a good time outside of the races. But it is fun to kind of, you know, maybe just get outside and get a little activity leading up. You know, it's that carrot that gets you outside three times a week, you know, maybe for a couple months before the race. And then you get to celebrate with a medal and a high five for Mickey. So, been a lot of fun, Robin. Thanks for taking the time. Appreciate it. All right. Well, don't forget, today's show brought to you by our friends over at The Running Buddy. Speaking of running, you need to have the pouch, the magnetic pouch that I've been using for the last 7 years. It's awesome. It goes right there in your belt. It's got magnets, clips right there. You put your phone in there. I put my iPhone XS Max, that big dog, and it fits just fine. And it's a great little holder for your phone. And it's got a little key slot if you got a key or any credit cards, anything like that. It's just, it's my buddy when I run. I use it every day because I run every morning. So right there, therunningbuddy.com, check it out. And they also have some backpacks, purses, and all kinds of Disney stuff. Because even if you're not a runner, you're a Disney fan. So check them out today over at therunningbuddy.com. And please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Anytime you do that online shopping. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. And of course, drop by the Facebook page at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, we're going to get out of here and we'll be back again on Wednesday where we celebrate yet another birthday of the podcast. That's right. We are turning 11 years old on Wednesday. So we're going to have some fun with that. I can't believe it's been 11 years of the show. We're so lucky. It's awesome. So we'll get together and talk about that on Wednesday. So until then, I'm Mike, and that was Robin sharing her story. So stay safe out there, but it's time to head back to work and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.